With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, what's going on, Nuggets fans? Welcome to another episode of Full Court Press, brought to you by the Denver Stiffs podcast channel, part of the new SB Nation podcast network. I'm your host, Brendan Vogt, and before I talk about today's episode, I just want to say, if you haven't gotten a chance to check out the rest of the channel, please do. Really, really proud of the work my peers are doing at Stiffs. We got Nuggets Numbers, The Dig, of course, our flagship show, Pickaxe Pundits. Wow, Pickaxe Pundits. That's really not easy to say, Zach. Thanks for that title. But it's a great show. It's a lot of fun. And I think this channel has a lot to offer for anyone who's a Nuggets fan. So please check it out. Subscribe. Leave some ratings, some reviews. They go a long way for us. In today's episode of Full Court Press, I sat down with Jeff Morton, the King of Thornton. I'm recording on a Thursday afternoon here. I sat down with him at the Pepsi Center just a couple of hours ago. And Jeff was kind enough to share some of his memories and his anecdotes from his OG days as a blogger. He's one of the Denver blog fathers. He, Nate Timmons, Andy Feinstein, they got things sort of off the ground when it comes to not just Denver Stiffs, where Jeff used to work, but the blog game as a whole here. The fact that I'm credentialed, that anyone at the Stiffs are credentialed, we have them to thank. Really, really grateful to Jeff for sitting down to talk with me, and he shared some really great stories. I thought he had a really awesome perspective on the way all of this has changed. And of course, he's an old kind of get off my lawn guy, so he got grumpy about modern basketball as well. It's a lot of fun. If this is a good show, I owe it to him for being a great guest. So I think you'll enjoy it. Without any further ado, here is the latest episode of Full Court Press with Jeff Morton. All right, I'm here in the Pepsi Center with the King of Thornton himself, Jeff Morton. Jeff, where does the King of Thornton come from?
First of all, thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate
Jeff.
This has been a goal this year, so
I'm sure.
It really was
real bucket list moment getting on the Full Court Press podcast.
I was on Adams, so I was like, well, you know, I got to be on one of Denver Stiff's 9,000 podcasts.
There you go. We do have one too many. But check out our Denver Stiff's channel on iTunes, Stitcher.
You guys need to have like a podcast director or something like that.
Yeah, we do.
Let's see. The King of Thornton thing came from. Now there's a dispute here. Either it was Ross Martin, our titular co-host on Colorado Sports Guys, or Nate Timmons. One of those guys was the one who branded me the King of Thornton, but Nate is the one who brought it into being because his introduction to me on the podcast is coming all the way down here from Thornton is the King himself. Jeff Morton.
It's so good. It works perfectly. Like, I'm just going to call you King forever.
And it just, the branding stuck, and that's been going on. Let's see, I've been doing CSG for 7 years.
That was my next question. Great segue.
Yeah. Well,
when you do podcasts?
You know, I practiced. I looked in the mirror for a long time, and I'm like, how am I going to do this today? You got to do it. You got to, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was about 7 years. I started... At Denver Stiffs in 2009, I think. 9 or 10. I forget. And this is
with Andy Feinstein.
Andy
right?
Feinstein.
So this is the OG Denver Stiffs.
We're going back to Denver Stiffs when it was just three people running the
Wow.
site. And now there's, you know, along with 1,000 podcasts, there's 1,000 people at Denver Stiffs.
That's true.
But there is look at it this way, and this is a digression, and I apologize. There was 1 year Andy, Nate, and I had we had to split the previews and recaps just between the three of us. So imagine splitting 82 games between, you know, three people.
Imagine, Jeff, I did it for you at Mile High Sports.
Yes, you did.
Just last season.
You did. That's right. You don't have to imagine. And what happened was I ended up through whatever luck, or let's just say bad luck, I ended up covering and writing previews and recaps and being forced to watch Kurt Rambis's Minnesota Timberwolves every time they played the Nuggets.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was the worst crap I've ever seen in my life. And I got so frustrated, and I'll never forget it, so frustrated by the end of that, and I think this is 2010. I was so frustrated that I went to Andy and Nate, and I said, next time they play the Timberwolves, one of you guys is going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And they're like, geez, calm down. It's like, I've had to watch this crap. You guys can go off and do whatever you want. It's like, I have to watch these stupid games. You know, but there used to be, back in the Wild West days of
blogging,
blogging, because this is pre-credentials.
Oh, you guys are the founding blog fathers, I've decided I'm going to call you.
Oh, the blog fathers, yeah. You know what happened? You know, it's very interesting how it's evolved, because the blogs of today don't bear any resemblance to the way they were treated back when I started, and even back when Nate and Andy were doing it solo. Nate was took over Pickaxe and Roll from Jeremy Wagner, who formed Roundball Mining Company, which is no longer around, on the True Hoop Network, whenever the RIP True Hoop Network, right, on ESPN. And Andy founded FireGeorgeCarl.com. And
that was the start of the blog.
He did it on WordPress. And because he had FireGeorgeCarl.com on the name, it just, the views went through the roof.
Right.
Because this was right after the 2008 playoffs, where the Nuggets were swept, and Carmelo was yelling at George Karl to don't just sit there, do something on the bench. And I think he tapped into some anger, and then got threatened to be sued by Brett Adams, George Karl's lawyer. But if you ever have Andy on this podcast, I'll let him tell you that.
Well, yeah. Wait, I definitely need more of that story. Hold on.
George was very serious about it, and there was some tense conversations between Andy, and I don't think it could ever sue him for that, but it was some tense conversations from it, because the Nuggets actually actively hated that blog, hated it.
I can't imagine why.
Yes, it was and particularly a guy you may have met a couple times, Tomago Collins. He just stands security guy. It's something like that. He serves an interesting role in KSE. And when we came out, anyway, the two blogs, Pickaxe and Roll, and when Andy changed the name to Denver Stiffs after he and George repaired their relationship and all this stuff, and they combined and became Denver Stiffs in 2009. And 6 months later, I joined. Because I was the annoying commenter who kept...
That's pretty much the way in.
Yeah. I kept antagonizing Andy.
Yeah.
That was the way to do it.
And how long did you end up staying at Stiff's?
2009. My memory's fuzzy. I swear it's 2009 I joined. But right then till 2017.
Okay, wow. So you saw it grow a lot, I would imagine.
Andy kind of was always a guy who would come in, and he never actually would quote unquote run the site. Basically, it was Nate and I running the site Nate left in 2015, so from about 2010 to 2015, it was just Nate and I running the site primarily. We would make decisions, the three of us, would get together and all that, but we didn't even bring in another writer until 2011, 12, I think.
Okay. And the nature of these posts are they kind of like FireGeorgeCarl.com? Like, know what I mean? Is this like an angry blog? Because it was a rough time.
It's interesting, Brendan, because we became a little more serious. As I wrote a column about this, or no, I did a podcast about this, actually, not a column, last year. And it was about, I found a something I had written when the Nuggets were playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in the playoffs. This was 2011. That was the year they traded Carmelo. So it was after Gallo and Wilson and Timofey Mozgov and Ray Felton came, and Kostas Koufos came to the Nuggets. And I said something about the Oklahoma City Thunder being coming out really cocky in the first game, which is what they did. And but I shouldn't have said it the way I said it. And it got to Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant called me a salty idiot.
That's awesome.
And
we'd come to learn Kevin Durant would call a lot of people salty idiots.
Yes, yes.
But at the time,
that was really weird because he was known as the nice guy.
That's right.
He was the anti-Melo he was. That's why everyone liked Kevin Durant. And it was one of those things where I look back on it now and I think, well, no one's going to do that now.
Right.
No one's going to do that though because everyone is terrified about access and all that stuff. And at the time, I didn't have to worry about that shit. I mean, I had just a whole bunch of pardon my language if I'm not supposed to swear anymore.
I don't know or care what
those
are.
Okay. Sorry about that. We had, like, back in 2013, we had Les Shapiro just dropping F-bombs everywhere on CSG. So, and he loved it. But anyway, I wrote that, and I couldn't do it now. Right. Well, I'm not attached to any site, and I don't get paid to do what I do. But even now, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do something that stupid. And maybe it's just a learning thing.
No, but I think it's both, right? I mean, times have certainly changed. Not that I have a frame of reference, but in the time that I've been here, it is very much a feeling of, hey, you're lucky to be here, and don't blow it.
I reached emeritus status about 3 years ago because I've been doing this. I've been credentialed for so long now. But at the time we were credentialed, it was weird. It was new. And that was largely due to Nate.
When was that, you and Nate?
2012.
2012, okay.
We were the first blog to be credentialed in Denver, period, any sports team. And that was 100% due to Nate, 100%. Nate forged great relationship with former PR director Tim Gelt, and it started, and Nate just did the work. And he was the gateway that allowed everyone else to be credentialed in this town, as far as blogs go. And
I heard his name since like the day I moved here, just sort of talking to the people we talked to. Nate's name has always come up, and that seems to be a unanimous understanding that he really paved this path for the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Nate, first of all, is a journalism major, and he had the chops. But he was like the blog thing because Nate liked doing creative. I mean, I'm talking about him as if he's dead and I'd podcast with him.
I know.
It's like, sorry, Nate, if you're listening.
I don't know
to
him, so I can't get him on the pod, so this is the closest.
I'm sorry, Nate, you're dead. RIP.
here's an invitation
to come on. Hey, you should. He's the guy that just did it. He did the work. I didn't do it because Nate was the guy who actively sought it out. I didn't.
Right.
Because I never thought I was ever going to be a writer, personally. That was never a goal of mine. So I didn't seek out that sort of thing. I've described this to many people. I just kind of fell into this. And I've been thankful that I've been able to form these relationships. So that's kind of what happened with me, you know. But back then, it was hard work. And the landscape then, as opposed to now, is just night and day. I can't even describe how different it is. Even when I first was credentialed.
If you had to attempt to describe it, you know, bullet points, like what are the biggest differences between when you started and now?
The funny thing is there was a lot less media. It was Ben Hockman from the Post.
That's right. I'm a Cardinals fan, so I read him. That's right.
Yeah. I love Ben. And Ben, if you're listening to this, you know, I gave you a shout out. So, you know,
Ben, you can also come on this podcast.
Brendan's a big Cardinals fan. So if you, inexplicably, because he's from the East Coast. It was different in the site. There was less media, but it was more proprietal. It was not proprietal. It was almost parochial. They were very rigid. And certain things, people did certain things. And the newspapers got everything. And we were treated like, well, what we were, bloggers.
Right.
But we were extremely respected. And, you know, quite frankly, we had Ben Hockman on CSG all the way back in 2011. And that was kind of their gateway into knowing what we do, you know. And I think that over time, what has happened is that now that blogs are everywhere, I mean, now that blogs are credentialed, it has changed the landscape of coverage. Coverage is not nearly what it used to be, because it was the Post, the news, and the TV stations.
Right.
And then the blogs were like where the crazy people, you know, fans read, you know. And now it's just more people go to blogs for legit news.
Right.
You know?
It's weird because there's three of us now, right, between Stiffs, MHS, and BSN. That
Stiffs, MHS, BHN, and BHN.
BHN.
BHN, BSN, and Diggin' Denver.
That's right, Diggin' Denver.
And there's just so many, you know, what boggles my mind is that there's so many podcasts now, because when CSU started, we were the only Nuggets podcast.
Well, you're not really a millennial if you don't have a podcast.
It's true.
It's not up to us.
This is true. It's like your badge. You wear it. It's like right next to your credential. It's like, I have a podcast. Why don't you check out my playlist?
Five years ago, it was, I'm the guy that listens to podcasts and can't shut up about them. Now we have a podcast.
Well, it's so easy to do.
It's really easy. And it's fun.
And it's fun. And I love it personally. And the thing of the things, I mean, look, I could go on about Denver Stiff's history and the shit that we went up to for hours, because we were the Wild West, literally. And it was fun. It was so much fun. Fun to do it, and I was old at the time. And I don't mean, you always make fun of me because I always say that old.
No one in the world is more eager to age themselves than you. And it's impressive.
And you know, I was going to point that out on Twitter or something, but it's true, because I was old when I was young, and now that I'm 40, I've realized the things that I've done back in when I started blogging. I was 32. That is old for a blogger. Andy was 35.
Yeah.
Nate was 29. He was the youngest. But we, at the time, were the old men of the blogging world. No one did basketball blogging like that, because we all came at it from a different perspective, because we just were fans of the Nuggets. And
yeah, you weren't even attempting to, how do we bridge the gap between fan and media?
No.
You were kind of just full-on fan, right?
I hate describing myself as media.
Yeah.
I hate it, because
you're wearing a media
credential right now that I've had since 2012. I'm looking at it now, and even then it makes me uncomfortable, because it's like I'm not. I am unabashedly a Nuggets fan.
Right.
I'm not an NBA fan. I'm a Nuggets fan. And that's a distinction that I genuinely make. Because there's a lot of things that I'm not going to get into it, because people don't want to hear this. But there's a lot of things I don't like about the.
You've got some real get off my lawn takes.
I do. Yeah. I don't like the
3-point revolution.
It just
not for you.
It to me, it's the same thing as dumping it down in the Post. It's the same exact thing. It's, if you do one thing and you do it ad nauseum, it is the same thing. I just don't like the lack of diversity, as everyone does the same freaking thing in the world. But I'm going to get off that subject. I've had those things, but we've all had, when we started it, we were the Wild West, and it was fun. And I don't like to be referred to as that guy in the media, because even though I am
technically
close to Tim Connolly, I am got these relationships with the Nuggets, and I have all of that. To me, they're just, and this is, people are going to not like this, but to me, they're just my friends.
Right.
And I don't exploit relationships. I don't talk about off the record shit. I don't do any of that stuff, because to me, it's more important to have the relationship than it is to get out there and report shit.
Right.
And always been that way.
So it's just cooler for you as a Nuggets fan to have these relationships than it is important to you as a media member.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
It is. And I think that when we really boil things down, this is just a basketball game, and it's a fun sport that we've all grown up I shouldn't say we all, but I've grown up loving since I was 10. And I look at it and like, you know what, I get to go to games for free, and there's a lot of people out there who would really love to do that,
right.
And I will never take that for granted.
Right.
But don't call me media, because I don't treat it as such, and I don't want to be looked at that way.
It's interesting, though, because I do feel like with each passing day, really, the lines between these things, these distinctions are growing blurrier, right? I mean, like, even what I do at Stiffs now,
what am I? Am I a fan? Am I media? Am I a professional fan? Because there are some legitimate media responsibilities now at Stiffs that we carry. But it's also, at the end of the day, it's the fan blog, you know? And so, like you, I will not deny that I have developed an organic, like, affinity for the Nuggets and a real fandom. And so balancing that is something I actually think about every day. Like, I'm not sure. There's no rule book, right, for what Stiffs are now. So it's sort of hard to navigate.
Well, yeah, and SB Nation would very much appreciate you referring to yourself as a fan, too.
Right. Come fan with us. And yet.
Because they want to pay you like one. But I think that there is a difference between, and there is a legit difference between what Mick Kazmaier does.
Yes.
On The Athletic, and he gets paid, you know, money to
God,
do.
That sounds nice.
And actual money to do something like this to us who, let's face it, we have to work other things. We have to do other things in our life.
Right.
And there is a vast difference between that. But I still put it all into it when I do a podcast. I give you what my take is at the time, and it's a legit take. But I can't look at myself and say, I'm a guy with inside. I do have insider access, and that bugs me. And it's just like, I do have it, but I don't
but
want to be that
insider.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's the conflict. And I think Nate, if he was here, he would say the same exact thing, and Andy would say the same of that exact thing.
So let's go back to Nate. Because he's more or less out of the game, right, with the exception of his appearances on CSG.
Yeah.
Is that, do you think, why? Because he never really wanted to be full media? Do you have any insight into why?
No. Nate wanted to be media. Okay. Nate was, of the three of us, he's the guy who wanted to be media. And what beat him down was life. What got him to where he separated himself from what we were doing is, quite frankly, the fact that we do not get paid at all for this unless you're a very fortunate person. And Nate needed to get on with his life. And I think that's one thing that led me to separate myself from a lot of media, too, is that we both reached the point where it's like, it's just for us, when I say older, I mean, seriously, I'm 40. Nate's 35, 36 years old. Andy's 43. And he's got a successful business, but I can't include him.
The mayor of Denver.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But Nate and I, we just got to do other things with our life because it's just, you find yourself wasting, you feel like you're wasting time even though you're not, because you're not getting the compensation that you think you deserve. So I think eventually Nate was like, I got to do something real. And that's one of the reasons that people who are listening to this, who listen to CSG, you know, it's due to the fact that we don't have the
I mean, we're in the lounge, we don't own the room.
Sorry, Vic.
Yeah, thank you guys. Still deciding if I'm going to edit that out or not. The raw feel here. This is a garage.
You can leave it
podcast.
In. That's part of the podcast, you know.
Vic Lombardi, officially a guest on my podcast.
Vic Lombardi.
I will include that
in
my marketing
appearance.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
That's a good question.
I don't have no idea.
I was listening intently at the time, but it's got starstruck by Vic.
I was like, Vic comes in. It's like, oh, I've known Vic forever too. A lot of these guys, a lot of these media members, I realize I've known for almost 10 years.
Right.
It's weird to. It's weird to look back on it and have, like I said, all these relationships. And, like, I know Scott Hastings is one of my closest friends. It's like, how did this happen?
Almost surreal, right? Even though it's part of your everyday
life. It's part of my life.
Right.
And I just don't even look at it that way. But anyway, Nate had to do other things with life. And I really do believe that I do believe that what we do, and I'm including myself in this even tangentially, is that it's for people who are young enough to devote all their time to it, or at least a lot of their time. And I found that over the years, I just don't have that.
Right.
My time is needed to be devoted towards things that will earn me money, you know?
So you're not writing anymore at all, right? It's just the podcast.
I write occasionally.
Occasionally.
I write on Medium. I wrote a column on Daniel Murphy when the Rockies signed
him. I read
that. And that got more views than anything I ever did on My Life Sports.
Yeah. That was a topic near and dear to you.
Yeah, it was. And I had to get to a point where I was like, I want to invest some time in writing this, you know. And by the way, for people who don't know, Daniel Murphy is the first baseman that the Rockies just signed, who was has made some controversial comments.
Yes, one position is first base. The other position is homophobe.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly.
A real utility guy.
And he's very consistent on both. And I think that what's happened is that when I wrote that, it was like, bam, it popped. And I started getting emails from people at Medium like, well, why aren't you monetizing your account? And I'm like, well, because the next one I write is going to get 50 views. You know, this is Medium, for God's sake. And then I wrote another one about the Nuggets, and it got more views than the Daniel Murphy one. I was like, the hell is going on here? Because I'm just writing to amuse myself at this point.
Right.
Really, that's what it is just to amuse myself, and it's not to make any sort of statement at all.
So at this point, would you consider this like a full-on hobby, you know, life passion? Like, are there any aspirations left for you in this realm? Or?
It's a hobby.
Yeah.
It's a hobby. I have aspirations in the fact that I want to maintain my relationships that I have with various people within the Nuggets and people around the Nuggets. And that's important to me. I've made a lot of friendships. And, you know, when I got to throw this out here, since we're on your podcast, and this isn't the Jeff Morton show, because I feel like I've really
talked. No, it is. It literally is. The like title of this episode is going to be Jeff Morton show. Yeah.
When we brought you on to Mile High Sports, it came as a recommendation from Anilo. And he said, kept saying to me, could you check this guy out? Could you check this out? And where were you writing at the time? Was it
Digging Denver?
Was it Denver? Digging Denver. And you had forgotten about Digging Denver, but you wrote for them.
I was hoping that would just kind of, but now that you've called me out, shouts dig in Denver, Rafael Torres.
Rafael Torres, yeah.
Hey, he's a large part of the reason why I'm in Denver. He and Anilo, as big
Anilo.
As anyone.
And Brandon Ewing came from dig in Denver,
that's right.
Too.
The feeding ground.
Yes, it is.
It's the breeding ground. I don't know. There's an expression
there.
The
feeding,
somewhere.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, that's a little, that's definitely not it. But I think you get what I'm saying.
But when we brought you on, I was like, oh, this is a guy who I think gets it. And I think that one of the things that was important to me was someone who was able to get what blogging is now and get what people do when they come in. Because I think a lot of time, and this is what I've encountered in a lot of different people who've tried out blogging and didn't work, was they didn't get the whole atmosphere of it. They didn't get what, and I think, you know, you would admit that you've learned a lot.
Yeah. Every day, man. Every day.
And I wanted you to have as much freedom as you possibly could within the constraints that the Nuggets were placing on me at the time, which was there was 27,000 people from Mile High Sports who were
trying to get
credentials.
Yep.
So I had to like go, oh, God damn. So I had to do all that. But you did fantastic. And
thank you.
One of the reasons you were able to make the jump, promotion, I would say, over to Denver Stiffs was because you just were good at what you did. And I think in a platform like this, maybe we should look at blogging or anything like that as a way to get noticed. Mm. A way to get noticed so you can make the leap to something else. Specifically if you're your age, you know, 26.
25, Jeff.
26.
It's a little insulting.
Do I
look 26 to you?
Well, I mean, you've been growing facial hair a lot lately.
That's true. Not good facial hair.
I didn't say that. Yeah. But, you know,
look, there comes a time in a man's life where he's got to try the mustache. There's no guarantee it's going to work out, but you got to try.
Was that a legit attempt at a mustache, or was that?
I kind of knew I looked ridiculous, and I just thought, you know, let's just go for it. I already had the leather jacket, so why not go full Boogie Nights?
You just needed to wear more denim.
Yeah.
but you were able to do that, and I think that's one of the things that I saw in you after, you know, and I've got to give credit to Anilo. He was dogged, and he was like, this guy knows what he's doing. He's legit, and you have that. And then when I started you in on the recaps, which is grunt work, by the way, and you know that, now you look probably
picked
back
up
on that.
At the time, I was like, oh, boy, yeah. Let me dig into this.
And now you're like, oh.
It was last season, too, and I had it was all the road recaps.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's Nuggets team, I don't need to tell you, they were
not good on the
road. They weren't winning those games. I was like, man, this is a slog.
It was terrible.
It was tough.
And I knew it. But that's how I had to start. And I'm like, I got to start him at where I had to start. because you get better appreciation for everything else that you write it's after true. That. And but you did it, and I have to give you kudos for being someone who's been able to make that leap over to Denver Stiffs and be even better than you were when you were in Mile High Sports.
Thank you, man. That really means a lot, especially coming from you. But yeah. Sincerity is really discouraged online. So
okay, good.
Well, thanks for the love.
Son of a bitch.
I usually wrap these pods up with a little segment called About the Author, sort of like a more speed round with the questions right. that are neither that here nor there.
I'll have as much brevity as I could possibly there. Have.
All right.
Me.
Jeff, you're an artsy-seeming fellow. Mm. You wear the hats and all. What do you call those hats?
I call it my old man hat.
Your old man hat. So I get the sense that you're a music guy. Is that uh-huh. accurate? Uh-huh. Favorite musician of all time?
Musician of all time? Easy. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Musician? I got two different categories on that. It was either musician or band. Do you want to go with musician?
Do whatever your heart pleases.
Because my favorite band of all time is the Black Crowes.
Ooh. Wow. The Black Crowes, really?
Yes.
That's an interesting pick.
Yes. They had an enormous impact on my life when I was a teenager, and it's stayed with me since. So, yeah, it would be the Black Crowes. Musician would be Paul McCartney.
Okay. My brother's with you there. Mm-hmm. Jeff, we live a cool life. As you said, you have friends inside the front office. Mm-hmm. We get to see Nuggets games for free.
Mm-hmm. Got a limo that's going to pick me
that's
up outside.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Just rolling in dough. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. filthy rich. No, but you're on my podcast, which means... It's not like an ideal life, right? Could have been. It's not. Yeah. This isn't the best version of.
No.
If you could build that ideal life for yourself, where would you be? What would you be doing?
You know what? I would be. There's a former Nuggets executive named Brett Baripp who passed away last year.
R.I.P. Great guy.
His life is what the life I would want to live.
That's a great answer. I didn't know him well, but the one thing like his legacy seems to be, he was the guy that treated the CEO and the janitor the same way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've reflected on that a lot. And if there's any legacy I could leave as I grow older, you know. So, yeah, R.I.P., great guy.
I love Bear. And we're coming up on a year since he's been gone. But, yeah, R.I.P. Bear.
That's hard to believe. What is a popular piece of culture that you despise?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter.
Good answer.
Twitter.
Me too.
It's like it is literally the cesspool of life.
You know, it's also why I'm here, though. Literally, yeah, I know. That's how I met like Anilo and Raph. So it's like it's hard to
like separate.
Yeah, but I do hate it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, who's your least favorite media member in Denver? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Well, Brendan.
Besides me, Jeff. Thank you so much, man. It's
no,
been a
no
pleasure.
Problem.
It was fun working for you back in the day. It's fun working sort of adjacent to you now.
Yes, we work near each other now.
Near each other. I get to see you multiple times a week. Thanks for coming on, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.